So while the children leave, we will continue, as we've done before, to treat the same topic, but on a little deeper level. In Armenian Orthodox tradition, you could say that music is sacramental. Sacramentality is an important part of understanding what our church is. Does anybody know, do you guys all know what sacramentality means? The Catholic Church describes it like this, and it's a little shorthand, but it works. It's visible signs of God's invisible grace. So the things that are tangible that we see that God works through invisibly. And so what else is music except for a sacramental, you know, echo of heaven? You take these strings or your vocal cords, physical things, and they become signs of God's movement. And when we sing things in this church, we don't just say them, we experience them emotionally and physically. And so if the words are godly and prayerful, then setting them to music allows us to not only speak the truth, but people feel it, and they experience something of that truth. And that's why an early saint of our church, he famously said, Saint Augustine, he who sings prays twice. He or she who sings prays twice, because you not only lift your own soul, you lift the souls of the people who hear the music around us. And so it's one thing to say, Der Vornia, Lord have mercy. You know, it's another thing to say, Der Vornia. Because when you do, you don't just recite the phrase, you invoke mercy by God's grace, if you're alone. And if you're doing it with other people, you invoke it in other people. And that's why we say it's sacramental. And that's why you aren't just moved when you hear music in church, but you're moved by the presence of God. And that's why in the Orthodox churches, and formerly in the Catholic Church, Mass is never spoken, it's sung. The whole thing is sung, so that he who sings prays twice. And music at its best, it's not supposed to be decoration, it's supposed to be revelation and bring you closer to God. So music is sort of, you could say, the language of God, but here's the problem. Are we listening? That's the human problem. Who are made in the image of God. By the way, plants respond to music. Dogs and cats respond favorably to music. But humans, in the image of God and with free will, we can choose to respond to music or not. We can choose to use music for uplift or not. And so, as everything in the hands of men, we can use it for a higher purpose that God has given or a lower purpose. So we have to be careful and choose how we hear. There is so much, there's lower music, you could say, in the world. Noise and distraction. Music is so powerful and so valuable that it's used to sell everything, right? Just one example, the old British group Queen, they're a rock group, they sold the rights for their music catalog for $1 billion. $1 billion. So get ready for We Will Rock You to sell everything from pharmaceuticals to pet food. But they know that there's great power and value in music because it comes from God, but we can squander that power on things that are less than God rather than glorifying him who gave it and lift up those around us. And so I have three thoughts for us about maximizing the gift of godly music. The first thing is one that we don't think of. Do you ever fast from music and sounds? It's a good thing to do, especially now when you can hear everything all the time in your ear pods and podcasts and music and chatter. I do this on Sunday all the time before church for sure. I fast from music. We fast from food, not because food is bad, not because music is bad. To the contrary, it's great. But but remember what its best use is for, and let some of that noise go away so we can hear the silent voice of God, which is hard to hear with all the distractions. St. John of the Cross said that silence is an emptiness, it's God's first language. And so we have to tune our ears to hear God, because God's voice can be subtle at times. But just 10 minutes for a prayerful walk without your earbuds, without any distractions, so that the sacred can speak. So that's the first way to use God's gift of music and sound. Second, let's choose music that lifts us up. I told the kids about Johann Sebastian Bach. All of his music, the greatest composer in Western music, is glorifying of God. How do we know? He said so. He signed every one, Sola Gloria Deo, for the glory of God alone. And I also mention our Saint Nerses Schnorhali. One great reason he was called Schnorhali and full of grace is because he was a great musician, and 50% of the Badarak and 90% of the Jammerker tunes are the music of Saint Nerses Schnorhali. Listen to those. If you don't have the recordings and you want them, I'll get them for you. And also, leads me into the next point, sing them. Sing them. Yes, everyone. You do not have to be a good singer to sing. It says in today's reading that we started off with, right? It's kind of a divine commandment. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. It does not say you have to sing well. It just says sing. You don't have to sing for other people. I hope you do. And the reason why Badarak works is because the entire choir is singing for you, and the entire altar is singing for you. But you can sing for yourself, and you can start simply. There is no reason why you shouldn't say Der Vormia a lot in your life, and there's no reason why you shouldn't sing it in your life. When you're nervous about a meeting, when you're going through trial, if you're in a more upbeat mood, sing Yeritzi, the song that we just ended with your kids know. If you're stuck in a Zoom meeting or in traffic, and let God lift you up. Because truly music can be an everyday sacrament, sort of the breath of God through our lungs, if we only have the ears to hear. And so let's heed Paul's call in today's reading, and let's sing with our voice and with our lives so that we can take what we do, this grace of Sunday, and lead it into the entire week, and all be an offering for the glory of God, soli Deo Gloria, now and always. And into the ages.